HQN Books and Harper Audio present Mr. Right Next Door, featuring the bonus story, Trouble for Hire, by Naima Simone, performed by Mari. To Gary, 143. To Connie Marie Butts, I'll miss you forever and love you longer than that. Chapter 1. What in the actual hell? Cursing is for those with small vocabularies and even smaller minds, Jenna Elizabeth Landon. Jenna threw back the bed covers, cringing as her mother's cultured voice floated through her head at, she glanced at the digital clock on her bedside dresser, 7:12 in the morning. Jesus probably hadn't even risen from the grave on Easter morning by 7:12, because it was such an ungodly hour. Horrible music, and she used the term loosely, currently blared through her windows at top volume. Stalking across her bedroom, she snatched her silk robe, shoved her arms into the sleeves, slid her feet into her slippers, and headed down the hall. She crossed the living room and charged outside. Damn. A hard shiver rippled through her as the cold wind cupped a feel under her robe. September early mornings in the southern Berkshires didn't play around. It had warmed to the low 60s later in the day, but for now, Jack Frost was getting friendly with places only Dream Jason Momoa had touched lately. The strings of guitars and fiddles, the bass of drums, and the twang of a male voice complaining about not having to be lonely tonight were even louder as she marched down the front steps. She didn't bother with the walkway, but cut across her pristine lawn, and once more her mother's voice snapped out a reprimand in her head. Ladies glide, Jenna. You're not marching off to war, for goodness sake. That's what you know, Mother. I'm definitely headed to battle. Awesome. Now she was arguing with her mother's imaginary voice in her mind. Arms crossed in front of her waist, she stepped over the stone path that separated her driveway from the one that belonged to the empty house next door. Correction, the formerly empty house next door. Apparently, she had a new neighbor. And though she hadn't met him yet, she already knew three things about him. One, he was a he. And it wasn't just the wide shoulders or the back muscles flexing under a red and blue flannel shirt in a dirty dance that clued her in, or the tight ass and powerful thick thighs and faded blue jeans. Nope. It was the combination of everything. Even with the top half of his body stuck under the hood of his truck, he was most obviously a he. Two, her new neighbor's taste in vehicles left much to be desired. The dark blue monstrosity with a wide camel-colored stripe down the side panel landed somewhere between monster truck and, I hear banjos in them there heels. Huh, someone was overcompensating. And three, his choice in music was terrible. Oh, the guy's singing voice might be okay, but all that whining. For the love of all that was holy, she wanted to make it stop. Excuse me, she called out. When he didn't budge, she tried again, louder. Excuse me? Nothing. Not even a twitch of those broad shoulders. Irritation spiked inside her. She hated being ignored. It was an effective weapon in her father's arsenal, one he'd wielded during her childhood and even now as an adult. Nothing belittled a person more than making them feel beneath acknowledgement. She tightened her arms over her stomach and glared at her neighbor's wide back. Gritting her teeth, she marched forward and none too gently poked him in a shoulder that had absolutely no give. She might as well have jabbed a rock. Shit! Her neighbor jolted, and a baseball hat-covered head smacked the hood with a resounding thwack. Ouch. That had to hurt. Son of a bitch! He straightened, and straightened, and straightened. And she tipped her head back and looked up and up and up. A fourth thing she now...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?